So, what did you do with your night tonight? Did you make a creative dinner? Go shopping? Maybe worked overtime or decided to watch something else on Netflix? Well, I could tell you what I did. I signed up to go to space. Yup, space. See, because this is how my life works. This is how it rolls, okay? In a moment of inspired exploration, I went to the NASA website. And it's the last night for the sign up for the InSight Mars Explorer program. And I had seen this once before, and I actually did a post here on it maybe about a week or two ago. But here's the deal. You can literally put your name on a computer chip that'll be placed inside that rover, that InSight, and it will go and stay on Mars indefinitely. And I thought about that, and tonight I was looking at it, and I just got so excited and so pumped up that I just put my name right in there, and my email, and my zip code, and then I hit enter, and off it went, and the screen flashed the words, successful. I loved it. Successful. I felt really good when I saw that, and then it flashed up a 3D boarding pass with all kinds of really cool insignias and logos. Looked very official. My name was blazed right across the front of it, and then in one side a little perforated tear off, and then over there it said, Frequent Flyer Miles, NASA, 37 million. See? And I sat there and got all, I just thought it was the coolest thing, and as I sat there looking at it and thinking about it, and then a slight, very small wave of terror shimmered across my body. Because in that moment, I saw through the hype. I saw through it all. I saw through the promotion. And I realized I had no way to take that back. See, I arranged my zeros and ones, my name, and I put it on that chip. I had no way to go back now. A part of me was going to Mars, 37 million miles away, with one click of one enter button. There it goes. And I thought, well, there could be predatory aliens. I don't know what's out there. I don't know who's going to find this rover. Maybe no one, but maybe someone. Will I be the next one on the operating table of the aliens? Hypodermics for you. And I'd be lying if I didn't sit there and for a moment get just a little tense about it. I know you're laughing, but go ahead and do it. See what happens to you. But anyway, yes, so there I am. I, at least a part of me, my name, will be going to Mars. And tonight's the last night. So I say, come on in. The rocket's fine. And you still have enough time to get on board. So, anyway, that's what I do with my night. I'll talk to you. So, what did you do with your night tonight? Did you make a creative dinner? Go shopping? Maybe worked overtime or decided to watch something else on Netflix? Well, I could tell you what I did. I signed up to go to space. Yup, space. See, because this is how my life works. This is how it rolls. Okay? In a moment of inspired exploration, I went to the NASA website. And it's the last night for the sign up for the InSight Mars Explorer program. And I had seen this once before, and I actually did a post here on it maybe about a week or two ago. But here's the deal. You can literally put your name on a computer chip that'll be placed inside that rover, that InSight, and it will go and stay on Mars indefinitely. And I thought about that. And tonight I was looking at it, and I just got so excited and so pumped up that I just put my name right in there and my email and my zip code, and then I hit enter. And off it went. And the screen flashed the words, successful. I loved it. Successful. I felt really good when I saw that. And then it flashed up a 3D boarding pass with all kinds of really cool insignias and logos. It looked very official. My name was blazed right across the front of it, and then on one side a little perforated tear off, and then over there it said, Frequent Flyer Miles, NASA, 37 million. See? And I sat there and got all, I just thought it was the coolest thing. And as I sat there looking at it and thinking about it, and then a slight, very small wave of terror shimmered across my body. Because in that moment, I saw through the hype. I saw through it all. I saw through the promotion. And I realized I had no way to take that back. See, I arranged my zeros and ones, my name, and I put it on that chip. I had no way to go back now. A part of me was going to Mars, 37 million miles away, with one click of one enter button. There it goes. And I thought, well, there could be predatory aliens. I don't know what's out there. I don't know who's going to find this rover. Maybe no one, but maybe someone. Will I be the next one on the operating table of the aliens? Hypodermics for you. And I'd be lying if I didn't sit there and for a moment get just a little tense about it. I know you're laughing, but go ahead and do it. See what happens to you. But anyway, yes. So there I am. I, at least a part of me, my name, will be going to Mars. And tonight's the last night. So I say, come on in. The rocket's fine. And you still have enough time to get on board. So anyway, that's what I do with my night. I'll talk to you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.